Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Local 304, and in particular, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a live off-the-top podcast this morning. First, I want to say I hope this message finds everyone in good health and in good condition. I would also like to say that over the last couple of days, I've been posting comments, facts, you hear that, Dayton, Ohio, facts on some actions taken by your local president in our branch office without even consulting our membership. So I wanted to go live today because some of those folks who have that slick talk, they want to throw at me on Facebook, might want to join me on the podcast and we can really debate some things. And again, I welcome you all on my podcast. It doesn't matter that you don't support me, because sometimes those who don't support me who want to come on the podcast and talk that craziness about me, you just help me strengthen my supporters, because you'll show that you don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying vicious things about Kenny Hodge. So again, next Monday and Tuesday morning, I'm going to open up the live lines and I'll hear your comments. But just remember, if you come on my podcast with that slick talk, I'm going to respond in kind. Now, that being said, let's move over to daily topics here. I got an interesting kudos this morning. And what I mean by that is, in the Columbus, Ohio City Gate processing plant, it has been brought to my attention that there was an employee there who had suicidal thoughts. Now, I got to tell you something, and the person I'm about to give kudos to, if you know me, you know I'm kind of sincere with it, because under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't even get involved with this. But here we go today. Hands go out today to Sherry Bentley. Yeah, you heard me right, folks. Sherry Bentley. Sherry Bentley from Hodge to Hodge podcast, Ken Hodge, local president of Columbus, Ohio. I thank you for the extra effort you took in reaching out to an employee's family when you got the word that that employee is may be considering harming themselves. And again, I like to keep the news coming to you. And what I really mean by when I say I give Sherry Bentley kudos or hands up today is I just came out of a situation helping some folks down in Memphis, Tennessee. Same kind of silliness. And when I say silliness, management being advised of an employee possibly thinking of harming themselves and doing nothing. Now, in this case here, it was a false alarm. But Sherry Bentley, I thank you for reaching out to that employee's family and making sure the employee family kept an eye on that employee. So, hey, if it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd say, Sherry Bentley, this bud's for you. Moving right along, folks. Uniform light blue. I have numerous folks in the City Gate office inquiring to me as to their uniform allowances. Let me say this to you people, folks, and let me just say, I hope we don't get upset because I like using the word folks, and I hope nobody finds that demeaning. That's just the manner in which I choose to speak. If anybody finds that offensive, let me know, and we'll see about changing that. But anyway, let's get back to our uniforms. Post office gives you about $90 a year in a uniform allowance. Use it. Buy some postal shirts. Buy some postal pants. Again, that's maybe 1 or 2 days a month that you don't have to wear your personal clothes into that plant. If they give you a uniform allowance, use it. Now, one of the things that I used to do with my uniform allowance is I would buy uniforms, because then I was an active president, so I stayed in a suit most of the time. But I'd buy uniforms and give them away to the new employees. Now, think about that. If I bought a uniform with my uniform allowance, and I no longer needed that item. Then when we had orientation to give one or two mail handlers a shirt that's got U.S. Postal Service on it in real good condition, tell me that don't spark interest in the union. See, these are just some of the little things that I want to do in Local 304 that we're going to build pride around. So if you are a postal employee and you are concerned about a uniform allowance, go to Light Blue on the uniform program and look it up. Check and see if you're eligible. And if you're eligible, I'm pretty certain you can start that process on Light Blue, but you need a supervisor to finish the process for you. But again, be proactive. I had a conversation with an employee last week who damaged their clothing while at work. It was a defective cage sitting in the middle of the aisle, and as they walked through, that cage grabbed a piece of their clothing and ripped it. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. I think it's an 1164. I think there's a PS form for when you come to work and damage your personal items at work. Post office has a form that they can reimburse you. Yeah, I know you don't hear this kind of stuff often because, again, this is just some of these little tidbits I picked up as a manager that I'm sharing with the craft now. Has anyone else ever told you that? Again, if you damage your personal items in the performance of your job, the post office has a system that will reimburse you for the damaged item. Come on, folks. I say to you, and I keep saying to you, from postal headquarters, this postal service that we work for is designed for 25, 30-year employment. It's designed that you leave there in good health and good physical condition. But because we don't take the time to understand these simple rules and regulations, we miss out on a lot. Well, let me tell you, under the leadership of Kenny Hodge, we won't be missing out on as much. Next item up this morning, and again, I'm just running down a litany of things that are interests of concern in Columbus, and I always tell you, Columbus, Ohio, being one of the most automated plants the post office has, let me tell you, the problems that we have in Columbus, those problems that I address on this podcast when I'm speaking directly to my membership, 99% of them, you might as well say I'm speaking to the whole local, because problems in Columbus are the same problems in Kentucky. Problems in Kentucky are the same problems in Indiana. But depending on the size of your facility, it's just going to get magnified. Next thing I want to point out to you. How many of you are aware that if you become sick or hospitalized, I think it's for 3 days, while you are a dues-paying member, the union is supposed to send you a fruit basket or flowers. And on that note, I want to give a big shout out to my man, Shad Antoni. He is AKA, I call him the Godfather. Hey, Shad, get better. And Local 304, you've got a member of your ranks that has been hospitalized. How about if we send him a fruit basket? And any other mail handlers in Local 304, if you are aware that an employee is hospitalized, sick, contact your union because they have flowers, they have fruit baskets, and God forbid, they have death benefits also. But I don't see us taking advantage of this. And when I say take advantage, that's a real positive thing that we can do as a branch or as a local. Find out who's sick. If your buddy's in the hospital, maybe the union is not aware of it. Bring it to the union. I think right now in Columbus, Ohio, I don't know how it's being done at the current moment, but Yolanda, yo-yo, she used to handle that. So if at the very least, if you don't know which stewards will take care of it, contact Yolanda Curry Backus, Tortu Apps, and give her that information, and then she'll make sure that that employee receives a fruit basket. And let me tell you something. I don't think that your current local does a whole lot for you. So when you're at home sick and you get a fruit basket, that's a positive thing. So let's make sure the provisions are in place. All you have to do is contact your union, and the union fills out paperwork and sends it in. That is the same paperwork that if you are, along the same lines, if you are retiring, if you know of a mail handler that's retiring, maybe the union is not aware of it. All you have to do, folks, there's another form that we fill out. It's for a retirement check of $304 and a watch. Again, that's a nice retirement gift, but you can't get it if you don't submit the paperwork. Now, I got to tell you a quick boo-hoo story on your local president, as I'm going to keep the pressure on my campaign. I had an employee retire, had a few employees retire. Again, they still know me as their president because I am the local president in Columbus, Ohio. They send me these retirement forms. I send them into your local president. And would you believe he is so petty that he won't take a retirement form with my signature on it? I had to contact the National. Now, that's just petty. I'm sorry for breaking up there. There's only one signature block on that form, and it's for the branch. And I'm the only branch president Columbus, Ohio has. I don't care what you see. I say like Rodney King, his attorney, said, don't believe what you see. Because listen to me, that was my attempt at humor. I am the branch president of Columbus, Ohio. Bibb could play all the games he want to play with different titles, but you check your certification board. So point I'm making, I don't even want to get off into that too deep, is if you are retiring, make sure you contact someone in the union so you can get that form filled out, so you can get a check for $304 and a watch. If you are sick, I think you have to be hospitalized for at least 3 days. Contact your union. There's a form they'll fill out, and they'll send you a fruit basket or flower. Hey, folks in Columbus, Ohio, I'm going to say this to you, and again, I want you to feel the sincerity in it. We need to stick together a little more. We need to stop letting outside forces, even though it's the local president, come in and destroy our branch. Because I'm telling you, those of you who may not be pro Kenny Hodge, you have to understand that the local president currently has our branch in a bit of disarray. And all he really needs to do is put me in office and then step out of the way, and we can continue progressing. We have to stand tall. We have to stand united. I need the support of my branch as I move forward to the local president position. And I'm going to move forward to that position. I think that our branch being one of the largest branches, I think the local is going to get a better representation for leadership. So, again, as I bring my podcast to a close, a quick recap. We gave kudos to Sherry Bentley for being a very aware postal manager and hopefully avoiding some tragedy. She contacted a member's family and told that member's family to keep an eye on that postal employee. And I spoke with that postal employee yesterday, and they seem to be doing a little better. Your uniform allowances, go to Light Blue. Check it out, folks. $90 a year, use that for uniform money. Also, remember, if you damage clothes at the post office, there's a form that you can fill out to get reimbursed for your clothing. Now, I would probably say ask your local president, but he probably was retired before they started implementing this form. Not sick leave. If you're sick, contact your union. There's flowers and fruit that the union can send. If you're retiring, contact your union for a check for $304 and a watch. Let's get united. Let's stand strong. Please support Kenny Hodge, because I'm sure you know I am the person to lead Local 304 into the future. Oops. Well, that's my alarm. Podcast is over. I'll talk to you live on Monday morning. Have a blessed day, everyone.